the Dutch and Vladimir Putin have been knocking lumps out of each other this week.
Well, I mean, Tony Gosling, who's our regular presenter.
And producer and founder of the show.
And founder of the show. He's picked up something that the Dutch foreign minister has had to admit this week, that he invented a load of things that he said he met Putin and Putin told him this and that and the other. And he's been, you know, went on all the TV shows and everything a few years ago saying, and Putin wants to do this and Putin wants to do that. It turns out that he's never met him. and such conversations never occurred. In other words, you know, the general, if we can talk for a little minute, a moment about Russian politics, and I'm a regular contributor on Russia Today here in Bristol. Last week I had to contribute about, because Russia Today books BBC studios here in Bristol for me and for other people, and also around the country. And the Times kicked off about this, Murdoch's Times kicked off about it, and some Tory minister kicked off about it. But anyway, that's a slight diversion, because what I wanted to talk about was the Russian presidential election. Now, Putin looked to be an absolute shoo-in because he's actually terribly popular, which most people in the West just don't seem to get their heads round. He's got a hugely, you know, he's basically massively increased people's living standards and made the country feel as if it's a power in the world again, and that's popular.
And he's not afraid to get his shirt off for his birthday.
No, I mean, yes, he's perhaps not as ripped as our mayor, who I actually saw Billy Marvin turned up to electioneering when I last saw him over the summer, and he was wearing a Superman T-shirt. Would you believe?
Nice.
He looked pretty good in it, I have to say. And I think Putin probably looked pretty good in a Superman T-shirt as well. But anyway, the fact is that this guy called Grudinin has been chosen to be the Communist Party candidate. And all the other candidates, like Navalny, that's been disbarred, Ksenia Sobchak, who's in America this week, they've got minuscule opinion poll ratings. Zhirinovsky, who's the far right, he's got a substantial following.
Mm-hmm.
But Grudinin has, as soon as he came forward, he's well known in Russia. I'd never heard of him before. Opinion polls started to show that he was neck and neck with Putin. So, in other words, what looks as if it might be a shoo-in for Putin in March, looking as if it's going to be a proper election in which the Communist Party might win. I'm not saying they will win, because Putin has got an awful lot going for him. Incumbency, you know, he's been doing the job for years, etc. But I think most commentators in the West don't seem to realise that the only people who've got a chance of removing him from power are the Communist Party.
Interesting. Perestroika hasn't really worked out that well, has it?
Well, it didn't. I mean, it was a disaster. I mean, Gorbachev is well remembered in the West as a kind of good, well-meaning chap. But in Russia, people are really hostile to him because he basically sold the country out.
Well, he's a traitor. Yeah.
Well, that's the sort of thing that Zhirinovsky says.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's true. I think the problem for Gorbachev was he was very naive about the kind of people he was dealing with in the West. He basically gave everything away on the assumption that the other side would reciprocate. And, of course, they not only didn't reciprocate. I mean, for example, he had an agreement that if he agreed to a unified Germany, NATO would not be expanded into the former communist countries.
Mm.
And, of course, that NATO is now knocking at the door of Russia.
Well, indeed, which is what brings us to, what brings Turkey to the table, and the Israeli jet being shot down over Syria this week.
Yeah, well, the situation in Syria is becoming incredibly dangerous, because it looks as if the US Air Force have killed quite a lot of Russian people who were fighting with the government forces. And it's being played down in Russia because these guys were not actually directly employed by the government. They were working for a Wagner, like a mercenary company.
Yeah, yeah, like Blackstone.
Like Blackstone or whatever.
Yeah.
And Yavlinsky, who's a liberal candidate in the presidential election, he's trying to put pressure on Putin to say, who was killed and how many of them were there and blah, blah, blah. And Zakharova, who's the spokesperson for the foreign ministry, said, well, we don't really know because they're not directly employed by us. And they're trying to play it down because they don't really want to fight with the Americans for obvious reasons. The Russians have got enough kit in there to shoot down anybody that flies into the airspace.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously it's Syrian army kit from Russia, which has took down this F-16. And of course it was probably US kit supplied via Turkey, which took down the Russian pilot the week before.
Uh-huh. So is this Israel sticking their nose in where it really shouldn't be?
Well, Israel is sticking its nose where it shouldn't be, but it's not just the Israelis. You've got, I understand, I was looking at the internet earlier, and the Russians have agreed with the YPG, which is the Kurdish militants, who always traditionally were helped by Syria in their fight against Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they have agreed to allow the us understand it. I don't know whether it's true. It's just rumours circulating this afternoon that the Syrian Arab army will be allowed into Afrin to line up with the YPG to fight the Turks. Now, this is a problem because the same time the Russians are trying to make a rapprochement with the Turks, but they're put in a difficult position. They've got reasonably good relations with the Kurds, but of course the US military are embedded with the Kurds, and that's why they said they carried out this airstrike on Syrian army and Russian people this week, because they were saying that they attacked the YPG. But I think what they were trying to do, what the Russians were saying, is they were carrying out a reconnaissance mission, because that what they want is to get back the oil fields, which are under the control of YPG.
Ah, there we have it. It's the oil.
The oil fields. Yes, of course. This is what this is all about. Yep. So it's been all about all along is controlling resources and, the geopolitical struggles that are going on to dominate the planet.
OK, we're nearly out of time. When is the Russian election?
In March, I think it's March the 20th.
Oh, excellent. So we've got plenty of time to cover the blow-by-blow of what goes on.
Yeah, I mean, it was looking as if it was just going to be a straightforward Putin cruises to victory.
Mm-hmm.
But it may be that it's going to be more interesting than that.
Good.
Grudinin is the
Grudinin,
name of it.
Yes. Is he going to end up dead by March?
No.
Okay, and finally, very quickly, is the South Korean president doing the right thing, going to go and see Kim Jong-il?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, they could easily do a deal there. The Russians and the Chinese could put railway trains in, which run straight through North Korea to South Korea, and then you could put everybody in North Korea to work, employed by South Korean companies.
Easy peasy. Problem solved. Thank you, everyone. Mohammed's up next with Leila Arabia. I hope we get some news. Good night.
And on your mobile. BCFM is an award-winning community radio station for Bristol. Bringing you national news on the hour, live from the Sky News Centre.